So to get more, let's speak to Andy Robertson, a technology expert who runs the YouTube channel Family Gamer TV. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning.
Well, I've been talking about this as a historic day, this anniversary. How important was the invention of the iPhone?
Well, it was the moment Apple joined the sort of smartphone market. So there were smartphones before that. Mm-hmm. But I think Apple was very good at popularising it and making it accessible to a wider audience. So whereas smartphones were perhaps seemed a bit geeky before, this became kind of the cool gadget to have that mums and dads as well as sort of kids would want as well.
Mm. And do you think it has changed the way we are in modern society?
It's taken that sort of processing power that you usually had on a desktop computer and really put it in our pockets. Before then, we'd have separate devices to do lots of the things that we now do on the iPhone. We had the iPod, obviously, to play music, MP3 players, digital cameras, and all those things have sort of come together in a convergence that now is in these little tiny devices that we carry around with us every day.
Do you think the smartphone has actually made us less smart? Because my phone seems to do all the thinking for me these days. I don't need to use my brain as much. There's even a calculator on there.
I think if it gets that right, it can sort of do the day-to-day, the sort of busy work and leave us sort of to get on with the other stuff, which is more important. And that's kind of the challenge. I think that's something that Apple does do quite well with its operating system, because it's quite sort of seamless. It does stuff in the background without us thinking about it. It will, you know, archive our photos or tell us what new music's around for us to purchase, and we can sort of get on with day-to-day life without sort of even thinking about it.
Do you think there are any downsides, though, to them?
I think they're expensive, so
true.
You know, and they get updated every year, and so you need to decide when is the appropriate time to update, and do you want to buy the latest one, or could you buy a second-hand one? In our family, you know, the kids are keen to have smartphones themselves, and so they get handed down the parents' devices, so I think you need to manage that in the home. I think generally I see them as a sort of a positive addition to family life, and it opens the door to do lots of things that maybe were seen as specialised before, but now kind of everyone can get access to that, whether that's taking photos or taking music on the go.
Or contacting your local radio station as well.
Exactly,
Andy Robertson,
yeah.
Thank you so much for getting in touch this morning. Technology expert.